T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Scott Jackson here with you tonight. We're here till Caps hockey. Caps in Vancouver, that'll be coming up at 9:45 with pregame Ben Raby, who will be one of our guests tonight. Ben will join us around 8 to talk about the Caps road trip and obviously this matchup with their old friend Bruce Boudreau and the Canucks. So that comes up around 8 o'clock. I'll talk some Wizards at 7:30 with Chase Hughes. Wizards got a win last night, headed to Brooklyn to take on the Nets tomorrow night. And, of course, USA Soccer advances today. If you didn't see it, it was, well, like it always is. It is very filled with anxiety and, you know, just holding on to the last minute. It's never easy, as they like to say. Never easy. So they do advance. They beat Iran by the final of 1-0. So I'm going to get my soccer lingo correct. 1-0. And they get the Netherlands next, which I don't know if that's a good matchup. Probably not. Lou Holder will talk World Cup with us. Lou Holder, by the way, teammate of Alexi Lawless in college and, of course, longtime D.C. sportscaster. Played at Rutgers. He's going to join us at 9 o'clock. So lots to get to between now and then, though. So there you go. That's how it's loading up tonight. So we will hit a little bit of everything tonight here on Overtime, and we'll talk some football, too. The American kind, that is, with the Commanders. They're 6 of 7. You know, not always the prettiest of things, but again, 6 of 7. They were 1-4. They were quite awful. I think a lot of us, my hands raised, thought this season's going to go in the toilet. And, you know, wasn't really going anywhere. They're spinning their wheels after that Titans game, got that really weird win against the Bears, but really at that point, still didn't feel real hot about how things are going, especially with Carson Wentz. You know, lo and behold, he's got a broken finger. Obviously, insert Taylor Heineke, you know, injection of adrenaline to the team, and things have picked up in terms of W's. Now, obviously, the last several weeks, the passing game, not so great. Not so great. Got to get that going a little bit better. Certainly, they've been extremely, extremely run-heavy. There's nothing wrong with that. In this day and age, if you don't have, you know, Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow, you know, Justin Herbert, you know, just to name a few of the stars in hell. Now throw Tua in there, right? Tua Tagovailoa, Josh Allen, obviously. You know, if you don't have one of those guys, you're probably going to have to be a little bit more run-oriented. You know, we've seen the Titans do this for many seasons now. Now, they have a freak in the backfield. I mean, they have a guy who is built, you know, like you know, a cyborg. He's not even real in Derrick Henry. But when the Commanders play a little bit more physical, this is probably better for their offensive line that, you know, does not appear to be the best in terms of pass blocking. They're playing the way they need to play, and complementary football, a big buzzword as you hear all the time, and much you heard that last season as well. It's been working for them. They're in a good spot, and they have everything they need in front of them in terms of schedule. They don't really have to look at the scoreboard. They don't have to be worried about what other teams are doing as long as they handle what they're doing with these next two games against the Giants, with the bye week in the middle, of course, and then follow that with a game against the 49ers out in Santa Clara before the Christmas holiday on the 24th, and then, you know, coming back with the Browns and then the Cowboys. And who knows? I mean, the Cowboys game may or may not have any meaning at that point. I think the magic number's 10. I think it's 10 to get in. It will definitely get you in. You could get in with 9. You could get in at 9-8, which is so goofy. I hate 17 games, but whatever. But, yeah, I think you could do that. But, you know, can the Commanders, you know, I'm not going to say take command, but I wanted to for a second, the rest of the way to handle that. You know, they're going to continue to have to be this time of possession team. I mean, this week they almost had a team that flipped the script on them. Certainly did for a while in that game, the Falcons. They took that opening drive down, but they had to settle for a field goal. But, I mean, they sucked up almost, you know, 8 minutes of that first quarter. And then the Commanders did something they hadn't done since week one, which was, you know, move the ball right down the field, score a touchdown, which, you know, they have not done, again, for, you know, a long stretch in terms of opening drives. I mean, I was really advocating for them to burn those, you know, those stupid charts that they love to use, charting the first plays, because they have not been working. But, you know, keep that chart, apparently, because that one worked really well. So we'll see if they can keep doing this. But certainly there is some reason for concern. I mean, I'm not blind like the rest of you. I saw, you know, the quarterback, Taylor Heinicke, you know, throw the ball to four Falcons there, and got picked. Also got away with the very strange kind of, I don't know what I want to call it, like that kind of flick pass that when he's under pressure. And it's great that he's been wonderful at avoiding sacks. And that's the thing Carson Wentz could not do. Carson Wentz would run into sacks all the time. It drove me freaking crazy. But they didn't do that. You know, they did not do that. He did not do that, has not done that. He's been terrific at it, but that was a little too dangerous this past weekend. But he's gotten away with some stuff, no doubt. But he gets in these hot streaks. Like, he came out looking really good on that first drive. Like, he was throwing the ball around, then he gets into these ruts where, you know, he makes bad decisions or he can't hit anybody that's open. And they've got to figure out a way to keep him in rhythm, but also, obviously, stay with the strength. I mean, I'm not advocating they just suddenly start throwing the ball around the yard anymore. I mean, this was a team you probably could have been and should have been able to throw on, much like the Vikings, who they didn't throw on. So that's where the concern is. Like, the Vikings, and obviously this past game against the Falcons, are not good secondaries. I mean, they're secondaries that have been toasted all year by a lot of quarterbacks, not even necessarily great quarterbacks, but the Commanders over these these last few weeks and been able to do that. Texans, same deal. But that game, you know, was clean. They kind of took the ball, air out of the ball, because they were in control. And the Texans, with the way they play, weren't any danger to actually beat you. So I kind of understood it. But this week, you know, it was a little concerning. And the field conditions were not bad, despite the rain. Kudos to the, you know, the FedEx grounds crew. That sounds funny because it's FedEx ground and air. But no, the FedEx grounds crew at the stadium, that field was in great shape. It's immaculate. It's amazing that's the same place of that, you know, 10 years ago when it was, being questioned by everybody in the league, when it was a sand pit. Place is much better. Field holds up great in that regard. It's other parts of the stadium that obviously need the facelift right now. But the field itself was amazing with all the rain they took in on Sunday. So that part of it was good. So it was actually, you know, it was a day you could throw the football around. That wasn't the reason, you know, Taylor Heinicke struggled to throw the ball. It's just he's struggling to throw the ball. And there's limitations there. We all understand that, you know. But he is the hot hand, and I'm not advocating for Carson Wentz anytime soon. But there may become a time where they're going to have to think of that long and hard if they drop some games, clearly. But he can end that conversation, but just keep winning. And, you know, there's always this wonder if, you know, they played more like, quite frankly, the Colts did in stretches last year to get back in the season. The Colts had games where Carson Wentz didn't even throw for 100 yards and they won. I mean, they weren't even trying to throw the football. And they won football games. They had some of their best games, the Colts last year, when they de-emphasized a guy who they brought in to be quarterback. Now, that's, you know, in terms of obviously your salary cap space, it doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. But hell, you're already stuck on the hook for that this year. So you're going to do whatever you can to win this season to get to the finish line here if you're the Commander. So I heard a little bit of Rick Snyder earlier with the fellows and I on Grant and Danny. I agree. I mean, you just do whatever you have to do. You figure it all out in the offseason. I think we know this. Carson Wentz isn't going to be back on the same contract. Taylor Heinicke is a free agent. The only thing we really know is that Sam Howell will be here, and what form is remains to be seen. Is it going to be a quarterback competition with somebody? Is he just going to be kind of seen as, nah, you know, we got to wait and see on him what it's going to be? But certainly this will be a position once again in the offseason that they'll deal with. But for the here and now, yeah, I think you ride number four. You know, and you hope he can play better, play smarter, and you can keep playing really good defense and great special teams. It's a tough way to – I mean, look, a lot of things have got to go right. You can't get down by a couple scores. Good news is you're not playing world-beater offenses over these next few weeks. And even the Niners, as wonderful and all the flowers everybody gives them, they're not a world-beater offense. But, you know, they're certainly a really good all-around team. All right, we'll get into more on some Commander stuff coming up. Again, the Giants this week. Get to some phone calls, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Chase Hughes at 7:30. We'll talk Wizards with him. There was a Rui Hachimura update today. Kristaps Porzingis looked like the unicorn last night of old. That was good to see, but... you know, what to make of these Wizards? A quarter of the season in, what to make of them? We'll get Chase's take on that. He sees them each and every night, and I believe he's up headed to New York for the game tomorrow night. So we'll get to all that coming up, but we'll talk Commanders with you on the phone lines. What is your confidence level right now in this team being able to continue on this path with this formula, or do you think at some point over these next few weeks they're going to have to make a difficult decision when it comes to the quarterback position? Or you think they'll be able to ride it out with Taylor Heinicke? We'll get your thoughts on that coming up next. It's Overtime. Scott Jackson here with you. 106.7 The Fan, streaming live on the Free Odyssey app. Overtime. Scott Jackson with you here on 106.7 The Fan. You can hit us also streaming live on the Free Odyssey app at all times as well. We'll talk some Wizards at 7:30 with Chase Hughes. Caps with Ben Raby at 8 and World Cup at 9 with a friend Lou Holder. All right, so the Commanders of 1-6-7. Certainly a lot of this coincided with Taylor Heinicke playing quarterback. According to NFL Research this week, the Commanders have won time of possession in all six of Taylor Heinicke's starts, which is the longest active streak in the NFL. Also worth noting, during this run and with Heinicke under center, you know, the Commanders, since he's taken over, they are second in the NFL in carries per game, rushing attempts, 37 per game. Again, 5-1 is the starter, 138 passing yards this week. It's the eighth time in the last 10 games they have had fewer than 200 passing yards in a game. It was second fewest passing yards they've had in a game this season. 86 was the lowest against the Bears. Of course, Carson Wentz, you know, playing that game, broke his finger probably, I think, in the second quarter, if I remember correctly. Anyway, and for the second straight week, last week, they did not allow a sack. And this is the thing that, to me, is infuriating is some of the things Carson Wentz did. What was the biggest killer for him when he was playing quarterback was taking the sacks. Put him behind the chains. They were, you know, bad on third downs. By the way, they have not been great on third downs overall recently. And then that wonderful week against the Eagles where they were 12-21. Of course, they were... you know, they were on the field forever. They had all those plays. But they went on 8-25 on third downs over the past 2 weeks, which is really bad. And overall in the season, they're 27th in converting on third downs. So one of the nice things they've done is, you know, the old Peyton Manning saying is you don't have to go to third down, and they haven't been. You know, like they go to first to second or second to first, you know, what have you, or first to first a couple times this past week. And that's wonderful as well. The red zone's not so hot either. I mean, just 20% on the season, 53% TDs. Yeah, the NFL is big on TD rate. You know, like in college, you'll see them. They just say scoring rate or what have you in the red zone. But in the NFL, it's really about touchdown rate. They're a little bit better this past weekend. Two of their three trips ended in touchdowns. But overall, not so super. So all this is to just wonder if, you know, again, you could just replicate this formula with Wentz. And then, you know, maybe get some more big pass plays out of it. That whole idea. And obviously, look, he's the guy he invested in the offseason. I don't think they took Jahan Dotson, you know, in the first round. They didn't lock up Terry. You know, they didn't get Curtis Samuel last offseason in the hopes of, you know, running the ball 40 times a game. You know, I really don't think they thought that way. I mean, they've completely changed whatever mindset they had about this team, what it was going to be coming into the season. And certainly give them credit for that because you had to do that. You had to, you know, you had to adjust. I mean, you had to adjust to what you had on the field and what was going to work. I still think there is room for, like, there's somewhere in between, right? Like, you don't have to be dropping back 35 to 40 times a game, but there's got to be a nice in between somewhere that can get you some more big plays. You know, they had big plays early in the year. They don't have those right now. It's not easy, you know, driving the ball 10, you know, play, 12 play drives, those kind of things, and finishing off with touchdowns. Not easy. But, you know, they've been able to do it in some games. They've been able to score enough and, again, limit the opportunities of the opponent. They have done a good job not putting the defense in horrific spots. You think back to that first week of the season against Jacksonville. I mean, two of the Jags' TDs. I mean, they were given short fields off of Wentz turnovers. They've at least done that. I mean, at least Heineke's, you know, pick was, you know, you hate to say it, he gave it points because it could have potentially just got a field goal opportunity from Sly, but at least it wasn't like in their own territory and ended up being a no harm, no foul situation in the end because Koo couldn't make the field goal, but, you know, certainly not the way you want to live. I mean, I think everybody understands that moving forward. But, you know, I think it's been interesting to, you know, again, Ron Rivera, he's, you know, everybody made such a huge deal a few weeks ago. But, he said Taylor Heineke's a quarterback. He didn't really say that. He just said he is right now. I mean, he didn't make any proclamations for the season. He said he didn't want to look over his shoulder week to week, but it is still week to week. And I don't think you can make a change or should make a change. But I do think you got to be realistic with yourself that there may be a moment, you know, whether it's in game somewhere, a game you need, or after a game that you didn't get, that you might have to think long and hard about it and, you know, go to the guy that initially you thought was your answer going into the offseason. I don't think he is, but, hey, while he's here, you got to use all possible things. It's all hands on deck at this point if you want to, you know, get into the postseason. And the NFC is not scary. It is not – it's not the AFC. It's not some big, bad group of teams. It's a very matchup-dependent thing on what could happen. You know, I still think the teams that have the better play with the quarterback have the better chance, but it doesn't mean you couldn't be a real pain in the ass in the postseason playing big defense and controlling the football, because I think we've seen teams do that. The 49ers have done that very well. They didn't have great quarterback play last year in the playoffs, and yet they went pretty dang far. Now, their guy did have a serious injury, too, that he's playing through, keeping that in the mind as well. All right, let's get to some calls coming up on the other side. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. If you're on the line, hang in there. We'll get to some of these calls on the other side. As far as the Commanders are concerned, what would it take for you to want to see a Carson Wentz appearance again on the field? I'm several weeks away. I'm not advocating for this, but I do understand why the conversation's coming up and why the concern is there about the way this offense is playing right now, whether it can keep doing it. So we'll get to that coming up. It is Overtime. Scott Jackson with you here on 106.7 The Fan, streaming live on the Free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.